Say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off. We're just gonna, fortunately, we have a few minutes today, but at least we'll get started. Sorry for the delay. So we left off on page Kuf Chof Gimel. Hamafteach hayochid lehismodid im koach hara. So if you remember again, the essence of the discussion they were speaking about is the Mechaber suggested that the concept, or what he said, the emotion of sadness ultimately comes with one identifying with the guf over the neshama. He says, where the neshama is dominant, there is no atzvos, there is no sadness. And his raya to that is that the essence of sadness is really death, really loss, which represents the absence of the neshama, and all that is left is the guf. So he says, nitam laharchiv lehisbonim. We have to expand this conversation and contemplate. Al od va'od kolchos benefesh adam. On the other powers or other abilities of the nefesh in man. Ketzad shorasham hashlili minikudas aguf utrufasam v'tikunam hi meha'aras hanashama b'socha adam. We have to try to understand how many of the negative traits with which we contend with really have their essence and their basis within the body, but ultimately the remedy for these negative traits can be found on allowing the soul to shine forth in a dominant fashion. Obviously, we can't get into every single detail because there are many details. He says, however, all of the negative emotions that are to be found in man, novos ach v'rak mzihui ha'ani shala adam im kochos ha'chomer, kochos ha'gov. Shabbos, what's fascinating over here is the Mechaber is going to suggest that every single negative character trait that we contend with, every single negative character trait, has its core root in the body and not the soul. Which, of course, logically also makes sense. That's because the soul, the neshama, is kula tov, is all good. So anything that goes wrong in life, in terms of, really, I have to focus on what's going on with my guf. So the Mechaber suggests that if a person contends with whatever it is, sadness, a person contends with anger, a person contends with a whole variety of things, the Mechaber's position is, and we'll have to see how this bears out, is that lemaisa, that is rooted in the fact that a person is more guf than neshama. The more a person self-identifies with his neshama, yigale rak es hatov. He will expose only the good that is within. Or I should say, he will find that what he is at his core is kulutov, is all good. Umikoach gilui hatov. And by exposing the tov that is within, hu yarchiv es or hatov. He will go ahead and expand the light of good. V'yachnir es koach hara shebikirbo. And he will literally sublimate or subjugate that negative koach that is within. Koach hatov, hu amafteach hayochit ha'aniti, she'ito nitim hismodit im kochos hara. The power of good, the koach hatov, is the one true key that we have to contend with all of the negative kochos. Koach hara, she'ish ba'adam, i'efshar v'natzeach oso ela'ach v'rak mikoach v'lan shomar. We'll say this is such a profound idea. The Mechaber suggests, you know, we all have this koach hara, this negative koach. What is the negative koach? So again, the negative koach is negative traits. How do you combat the ra, the negativity within? It's a fundamental question. So the Mechaber says the only way to combat the ra within is to amplify and uncover the tov. V'imagia ha'adam. V'yesh lo derech oshita hamatzia tipol b'chelki hara sheba'adam. And if a person suggests another approach, another derech, or another shita to dealing with the ra that is within the individual, and that derech or that shita does not require ultimately uncovering, discovering, and amplifying the good that is within, zohi shita chitzonis ba'oven muchlat. This is an external. When he says chitzonis, almost what he means is it's not Torahdik, right? This is a non Torah approach then to dealing with negativity. Ein mitzios leismodi demara ela al yedin gilui hatov shevasocha adam. The only way to deal with the negativity within is to be able to work on exposing the good that exists. So we'll say this with the Mechaber suggesting over here, by the way, I think is an incredible yisod as well. Because so often, the way that people deal with negativity, right? So think about it, we all deal with this in some way over Elul. So how do we deal with negativity? So often we take things on. We take things on. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to say this. I'm going to daven this, which are all good things. But the Mechaber is suggesting is that at the end of the day, the only way to truly contend with the Ra is to discover and then ultimately amplify the Tov within. Now, how exactly? Because anything else he was going to suggest, anything else that doesn't require just a head-on approach with dealing with the Ra, ultimately is a band-aid and is not a real comprehensive solution. Now, how you do that, how you uncover, discover, and amplify the Tov that is within, that's Amir Sashem, the discussion ahead. All right, we're going to stop.
Sounds like, he's advocating the life of an ascetic, somebody who just...